It's a pleasure on KQWC to talk with our state representative, Shannon Latham, who represents Hamilton County at the State House there in Des Moines. Shannon, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. It was a busy week in the Iowa legislature.
That's what I understand. So you get some information to share with our listeners this Friday morning.
That's right. So one of the things I wanted to visit about, because Iowa, the backbone of Iowa's economy really is agriculture and small business, and that's near and dear to my heart. So I kicked off the week by reading in classrooms and attended the Ag Leaders Dinner. And then we went into floor debate. And one of the big things that happens at this time of year is that we start working on the state budget. And first we need to wait for the Revenue Estimating Committee to meet, and that happened on March 15th. That always lets us know what kind of revenue is coming in, because one thing we are required by law to do as a state legislator is to have a balanced budget. So we need to know how much revenue there is so we don't spend more than 99% of that amount. And so now now that we do know that revenue number, budgeting can begin in earnest. And so we've got that going on. And then also I wanted to mention another notable bill that happens to pass through the Iowa House this week, and it's House File 2655. And that bill provides child care center property tax relief. I know time and again, as I'm meeting with business owners and managers across the district, how important affordable and reliable child care is. And so what this bill will do is it'll allow child care facilities to be taxed at the residential rollback rate rather than the commercial rate. So this means that they will pay property tax on 90% of their assessed value. Under the new plan, the residential property is 46%. So that'll be a big tax savings for them. So I just wanted to make sure that, we talked about a couple of the other great things that were happening during floor debate this week.
Mm-hmm. And there were some other things going on, too, this past week there for the State House of Representatives.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So are you talking about the AEA bill?
Yes, yes.
I sure can. So last night, it was close to 7 o'clock, I think, by the time we finally voted on that bill. But it is certainly something that, as I've mentioned now every week for 11 weeks, it continues to be the topic that gathers the most attention. And once again, last week, the Senate amended the House's version of the bill. We believed as the House Republicans that that Senate version was just not something we could pass. One of the things we absolutely wanted to make sure stayed intact was that task force. And so the amended bill that passed last night does include that. It also has some very important things. I mean, I think that task force to study the best way to improve special education is so important. But also the amended language there, the amended bill that passed last week, requires school districts to use the AEAs for special education services. That was really important. Our bill does not put the AEAs under the Department of Education. It does not terminate any employees of the AEAs. That language that the Senate had in there to terminate employees was stricken. And this bill does not prohibit the AEAs ability to perform any of the services that they currently are. So those five provisions were really important to me. Another reason why I did vote for this bill, I mean, I wasn't planning to vote for it, but then once I saw what the compromise that had been worked out, I decided to vote for it because there's so many other things that I believe are important for our public schools, especially our rural schools. One of the provisions that I voted yes for was the increase of teacher salaries. So the Iowa House had passed a bill to increase teacher salaries. Unfortunately, the Senate did not take up our bill, and so that died in the last legislative funnel. So that language was put back into the AEA bill that passed off the floor last night. So what will happen is it returns the Iowa House language, which increases minimum teacher pay to $47,500 in the first year and $50,000 by the second year. This is just huge, I believe, because it's going to put Iowa's minimum teacher salary at fifth highest in the nation. And as Iowans, we know that our cost of living is lower here. We've got a great quality of life, and I think that's going to be really key. It's going to be a really key package to help not only recruit teachers here, but help our younger generation also pursue degrees in teaching. And they're just so important. All of us can think of that, of at least one influential teacher who encouraged us, inspired us, and even probably had a direct impact on why we pursued a certain career. So I really feel strongly about supporting that increased teacher salary. The other thing that the bill did is it puts in over $22 million for teacher salary supplemental money. So then schools will have the flexibility to increase veteran teachers' salaries as well, because we want to make sure those teachers who also have experience are also, you know, seeing an increase in pay as well. Another thing that was important, recently I had an opportunity to attend the Educational Roundtable in Webster City, where several superintendents from my house district met with the governor to talk about some things that could be done to help fill in workforce gaps. And one of them was allowing retired teachers to return to the classroom without affecting their IPERS benefits. So the bill that passed off the House floor last night also includes that provision. It would allow teachers to return to schools in a limited capacity just 1 month after retirement. I think this is going to help greatly because we'll be able to have experienced teachers return as substitute teachers, maybe even, you know, again, to alleviate some of those workforce struggles in our schools. Another provision was increasing pay for paraprofessionals. We know those paraprofessionals are especially important in the education for special education students. So hopefully there's enough money there that schools will be able to increase. Well, I shouldn't say hopefully. It was based on numbers provided by schools. There should be enough money there to increase that paraprofessional pay to about $15 an hour. Now, the bill doesn't mandate the $15 an hour, but that is what you know, was used as a calculation. So again, those are just some of the highlights of that bill. It was quite a lengthy,
yes, it was,
process, but I do believe that there were just some really good provisions in it.
What's coming up next week there, Shannon, for the Iowa State Legislature? Any other major developments when you reconvene come Monday?
Yeah, I really believe we're going to spend more time on that budgeting process. So I serve on the Appropriations Committee. The Appropriations Committee also is comprised of budget subcommittee chairs. So there are budget subcommittees for Ag and Natural Resources, Health and Human Services, Economic Development and Growth, Reinvest in Rural Iowa. I can't think of all of them off the top of my head right now, but each of those budget chairs will receive a target. And so then our subcommittees can work on, you know, what are the priorities that will fall in those budgets. Education, I can't believe I didn't mention that. You know, there's just several avenues of the budget. So that, I really believe, will begin in earnest. I think the Appropriations Committee hasn't passed all that many bills yet this session because appropriations bills, as well as bills that are in the Ways and Means Committees, are not subject to funnel dates. So the priority is always to, you know, act first on those bills that have the funnel deadline, and then focus next on appropriations, ways and means, and budgeting. And that's the part of the session that we are now entering into.
All right. So I want to remind you that tomorrow that you'll be appearing in Webster City on March 23rd with Dennis Guth, and you'll have a legislative town hall forum, and that's taking place at the Chelsvig Center at Iowa Central Community College from 11 until 12 noon.
That's right. Thanks so much for helping remind listeners of that, Pat. I always enjoy meeting with constituents, helping answer their questions, listening to their concerns, and hope that we see a lot of people turn out tomorrow.
All right. It's coming up tomorrow morning, 11 till noon, Saturday, at the Chelsvig Center at Iowa Central Community College. And Shannon, we'll talk again next week at the same time.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Pat, and have a great week.